I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Memory loss and music touch us all at some point. The two have been brought together in a new vocal ensemble work called Shadow and Light by composer Joan Shimko, which touches on issues of Alzheimer's and dementia. Its world premiere will be presented as part of Remembrances, performed by Eugene Vocal Arts and the Eugene Concert Orchestra at Bell Hall on the UO campus in Eugene on Friday, April 8th and Sunday, April 10th. Joan Shimko is here with me in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in, Joan.
Thank you. Good morning, Eric.
How do you go about making such a piece beautiful and light as well as all shadow?
Music has the power to transport us beyond our fears and anxieties. And the arts, and I think music especially, allows us to name the unnameable, to feel things that maybe we don't want to get in touch with, I guess in a safe way. In setting out to both create the libretto and write the piece, I wasn't so much wanting to balance out the light and the dark. What I really wanted to do was to allow the people who have been directly affected by Alzheimer's dementia to be seen and to be heard. People with Alzheimer's want to be seen as people and not as the disease. And so with this work, Shadow and Light, I was very much trying to do that. The first part focuses on the perspective of the person with Alzheimer's. The middle section is primarily from the perspective of their caregiver. And then the last segment is about this idea of I and thou, that what happens with Alzheimer's and with diseases is that the person who is afflicted becomes the disease, becomes an it.
Mm-hmm.
So your relationship is with it rather than with the person. So the last segment actually is called I and Thou, and it's just reinforcing that there is still a person there, a person to be connected with. It's interesting in Alzheimer's communities, you know, online or associations and support groups, more and more they're changing the language from caregiver to care partner. Because if you are a caregiver, the implication is that the person doesn't have anything to give you. So again, the compassionate care for someone with Alzheimer's is a relationship, is a back and forth.
This strikes me as we talk as a very transformative piece, also in a way, almost like what the blues are. Can take a very difficult subject and turn it into something that makes you feel good. Do you see that relationship?
Yes, I do, actually. You know, it's funny because with the essence of blues, in the blues scale, you have this whole major, minor, call it light and dark, if you will, a mode, musical mode that you're working in. And oftentimes this major, minor is in sometimes a very up-tempo, danceable, celebratory feel rhythmically, even though it's given you some bad news a lot of the time.
And since this hasn't been performed or recorded yet, and it's a world premiere, we don't have samples to listen to today. But what else is there about the music itself that you'd like to communicate?
The text informs me as to what the music is going to sound like. There's a lot of composers, you can hear, you know, two chords and you know who they are. My music is not so much like that. So, for example, the first movement, it's a setting of an Emily Dickinson poem, for lack of a better term, has the feel of a contemporary choral concert work. The next piece is in a tango form. It's called Tangled Tango, and it deals with the person being diagnosed with dementia, so it has a totally different feeling to it. All of it is very connected with text, very alive rhythmically and consonant and lyrical.
Music has been shown to get around memory loss in some people in ways that speech does not. For either caregivers or people with Alzheimer's, do you imagine this being received and having a different impact?
I think for the care partner, I think it could very well. I can only imagine that there is just a great deal of stress and anxiety and grief. Even years past the death of their loved one, my hope would be that this music would help them to move through that grief and that loss.
Well, thank you for bringing light into a dark topic and for coming in today.
Thank you, Eric.
Composer Joan Shimko, whose piece Shadow and Light, Connecting Music and Memory, will have its world premiere as part of Remembrances, presented by Eugene Vocal Arts and Eugene Concert Orchestra. Performances will be at Bell Hall on the UO campus on Friday, April 8th at 7:30 p.m. and on Sunday, April 10th at 2:30 p.m. There will be pre-concert talks at 6:45 on Friday and at 1:45 on Sunday. The music will be recorded as well for eventual CD release. For more information, eugeneconcertchoir.org and joanshimko.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.